So about training, where did you go and how long did it take?
So since I joined at 17, my story is probably a little bit different than any other military people you've talked to, unless they joined to when they were in high school. But when you're 17, you have to finish high school. So they have you in what's called split ops. So the summers between my junior and senior year is where I spent basic training because I has to, at that time it was 10 weeks. I think they've since added on a couple weeks to that. But that fit perfectly in my summer break. And there I was at Fort Jackson in South Carolina. Oh, super, super hot. And then I go back to school. I finished my senior year. And then the summers between my senior year and my college freshman year, I spent at Advanced Individual Training, or what we call AIT. And that was at Fort Lee in Virginia.
Okay. How were the camps and facilities that you attended while training?
Fort Jackson, because I was there in the summer, and they have a lot of not only split ops kids, but a lot of people and or like tend to join the military such that they want to schedule training in the summer. So summer is just heyday. The bases are packed, there's tons of people. So I was in what's called an overflow area. So there's all these nice barracks and buildings. We were in like trailers, these big trailers. But they were nice trailers. They weren't run down or anything like that, but just to be like in a trailer in a parking lot, and that's where we had a few trailers set up. And Fort Lee was a little bit different the next summer because with advanced individual training, your bases that have basic training are humongous, absolutely humongous. So they have all the infrastructure. But then other bases that just do advanced individual training, or like your job training, those don't cross us nearly the thousands. So there was actually enough room for us all to stay in barracks and stuff like that. So it was very similar to like a college dorm, and the fact that there's rooms, there's like cool bathrooms, things like that.
Were the instructors like nice?
They were excellent people and excellent mentors looking back, but they were not nice. Their job is to really, to sum it up, their job is to break you down and make you feel like the most worthless piece of crap, but in a good way, because then they build you up and they really, through fear, I mean, everything's fear, they're never your friend, but they really kind of then instill you building your confidence back in yourself and learning how to be a member of a team. So I wouldn't say they were nice. Even after we graduated, and that's when we could be like the most friendly with them. My parents always laugh because I took pictures with all my drill sergeants, and I'm still like standing at parade rest and looking very formal. There's not like hand over the shoulder and big smiles and things like that. So it's just funny. It's a persona that they keep up, but they're very excellent people because you train stateside for anywhere from 3 to 4 months, and so that's what we did. And then we flew commercial, so like commercial airlines to Germany. We spent the night, or no, not the night. We spent a few hours in Germany. I don't even know where we were because it was just a hangar that was just for military people as a halfway point. And then we flew commercial to Kuwait. And so commercial, I don't remember the exact airlines because at that point I think it was a European airline, but I mean it was only military members on it, and I know it led me to believe that the flights themselves only flew military members, even though they were commercial, because I remember the flight attendants, they had these aprons on, and they just had tons of unit patches on them from what I'm guessing is previous soldiers like giving them patches and stuff. So I got the impression that they did this full time. And then from Kuwait, though, we were in Kuwait for like 2 to 3 weeks. And then we actually flew Air Force aircraft. So I forget if it was a C-5 or a C-7. I have a picture of what it looks like from the inside, but it's just this humongous jet. And that's what we actually flew from Kuwait to Kabul, Iraq, which was then where I was stationed.
Okay. How did you feel when you were shipping out?
I think a little fear of the unknown, definitely. I think though, what sounds weird to say is I think from a young age, there's a lot of, when you're younger, you're a little bit more naive. And I think in a way that served as a protective factor because I just had no idea what was going to be coming for me. The only thing I knew is what you see on news media or what you'd see on like movies and stuff like that of warfare. But when I'm talking movies, I'm talking like World War II or Vietnam era movies. So nothing really, I didn't think that was waiting for me, but I think just the fear of, okay, that's, I know it's not that, but what is it that's going to be waiting for me? They have you all dressed up in what we call full battle rattle. So your full vest, your magazines with ammo, your rifles with you, you've got your Kevlar helmet on. And I don't think to necessarily say like, oh, when you leave the plane, you're going to be shooting your gun right then and there. I think for that, the idea for you to transport all your stuff with you is to literally be wearing it. But you're sitting there on a plane all crunched together and they tell you, you know, here's the things to look out for. We have to do what they call a combat drop. So that's when they get close to try to prevent being trapped. As soon as you're getting into your base and you're flying in like a bigger Air Force jet, they actually descend really, really fast and you can feel it. It feels like you're on a roller coaster. And at that point, I think I was like, holy cow, like this is real. I think that's when it was all becoming kind of real for me at that point.
Okay. What did you know about like where you were going and what your mission would be when you got there?
Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. I was part of a aviation unit, so we fly Blackhawks in the Army. I don't fly them. So I knew that we were going to be doing a lot of flying, but I didn't know of who, we didn't know of what. They had trained us loosely in some cultural things. They had trained us loosely in, like, convoy shooting, so I became qualified on one of our turret weapons. For Humvees, but we didn't know how much driving or convoys that we were going to be doing. And really, I didn't even, to be honest, didn't even know the base that I was going to be stationed at. I didn't even know where that was on a map before going over there.
What were your first impressions of that location?
Everything, it sounds weird to say, everything was just in shades of pastel and colors were muted. And I have a couple pictures of it that somewhat capture it, but just, you know, here in Wisconsin, we have vivid green grass, and you see blue skies with white clouds. And there, it's just like the sky is this hazy, whitish, bluish. It's just sand as far as you can see. Everything is just these muted color shades. I remember immediately feeling the warmth. It felt like I had stepped into an oven. Like, it's not burning, but just the sense that you have this dry wind blowing at you. So that stood out to me. I remember thinking, oh my gosh, is this what I'm in for? What else stood out to me? The smell. It smells really, really, really bad. Like just garbage left in your house for 2 weeks longer than it should be. And that's the way that it smelled the entire time we were there. That's just, so those things are what kind of stood out to me at first.